I thank you, Excellency, and the delegation for your participation in this review. Thank you very much. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, with the adoption of the reports of Cameroon and Cuba, we have completed the review of all 14 states considered at this session of the working group. I would like to remind you that all final documents corresponding to the reports adopted during this session will be reviewed at the 39th session of the Human Rights Council in September 2018. I wish to recall that only what was stated in the room by delegations within the allotted speaking time will be reflected in the report of the working group. In this regard, I would like to thank all delegations for clearly identifying their recommendations, as this greatly facilitated the work of the Troikas and the Secretariat. Moreover, I note with satisfaction that delegations respected the speaking time limits announced throughout the session. This was the fourth session of the reviews under the third cycle. The working group continues to count with the participation of all states under review and with high-level representation. And let me give you maybe some statistics. In total, the 14 delegations were composed of 263 members. One delegation was led by a prime minister, 9 of them were led by a minister, and the remaining 4 delegations were led by other high-level officials. The number of speakers during each of the reviews ranged from 48 to 143. This resulted in more than 2,900 recommendations made in total. The full participation of the states under review, their high-level representation, and the considerable number of speakers and recommendations show that continued high level of interest for the third cycle. It demonstrates once again the commitment of the international community to the continuing relevance of the Universal Periodic Review and the importance of this process at the national level too. As a president of the Council, I found extremely rewarding the constructive spirit of our deliberations and the broad support for the fundamental rules that preserve the integrity of the UPR. This continues to enhance the credibility of the process and ensure its success. Before closing the meeting, I would like to thank all those who have assisted us behind the scenes and have made this UPR session run as smoothly as possible. I would like to offer a special thanks to the Secretariat, to the interpreters, as well as to all conference, media, and security officers, as well as to all technicians, and last but not least, to all the interns that have supported this session, who are the professionals of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a pleasant weekend. I hereby close the 30th session of the UPR Working Group. Thank you.